I've never in my life had therapy, so consider this my therapy session.
You are now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper. Convos with Mr. Cooper.
I've never been to therapy. I've always heard from some of my friends, some of my associates even, that you need someone to talk to. You know, you just get it out. So, being that I never had therapy, I figured what better way to do it than on my own show. Man, I can start as early as a little boy, growing up in a single family home. My mother. Epitome of hard work. She raised three children on her own. And for doing it on her own and having the mentality that she had, she did it with pure excellence. I take nothing away from her in that aspect. She did the best she could. My father, if I can really call him that, was never there. Yeah, that typical story, right? Black boy without a father. Don't get it twisted. He wasn't dead. He was alive. Yeah. He's alive to this day. Honestly, I can say the only thing that I ever learned from him was how to fish. Yeah. Then I perfected it by, guess who? My mom. She's great at that too. Yeah, I could start there, but no, I'm not gonna start there. I'm not gonna go through that pain and that trauma of wishing and hoping I can learn from somebody and Don't get it twisted. My mom wasn't one to have any man near us in the house. She was very protective of that. You feel me? So, yeah. Not like a lot of people. But I'm not here for that. I'm here to have my therapy session. No, like I said, I'm not going to start there. I'm going to start at an adolescent age. An age of innocence for a young black boy that just so happened to be very talented in song and dance. Kind of well known in middle school, I must say. Had a rep to live up to, I must say. Yeah. Lover boy is what they called me. And at 15, 16, doing the things that we did, man, if we had social media, whew, I digress. Anyway, 15, 16, going right into high school, man, don't know what I'm getting into. Not realizing that it's an entire social experiment. Oh, I'm sorry. I digress. I met a young lady that was maybe a year or two or a year and a half older than me. We hit it off. You know, I want to pause by saying this is hard. When you're revealing yourself to strangers, something that's been so deep inside you for so long, something that shaped you into the man that you are today, just so people will understand your passion, your determination, your fucking hard work. To provide generational wealth for your children. It's hard to reveal yourself. But it's my therapy session. We'll talk a little bit more. I gotta pay the bills somehow. We'll be right back with more from Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper.
Convos with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, where was I? Where was I? Oh, yeah. The young lady I met, got close to, thought was so cool. We hit it off, yeah. Hit it off so much that we created life. Yeah, that's right. By the time my son was born, I was 16 years old. It was going on 18. Yeah, it's a lot I didn't realize then. As I was sitting in that hospital along with her, watching this young lady go through childbirth, realizing that I have somebody to provide for at 16. I know you're looking at me like, what was you doing at that age? Man, like I said, if we social media back then. Again, as I'm sitting there, getting ready to sign that paperwork to say that I'm a father, I don't know. At that point, any goal or any dream that I had, that I thought that I was gonna have at that time, was out the window, because all that I could think about was, how am I gonna do this? By that point, it had got past what my mom was gonna think of me, what was, you know. But trust me, at an early age, I saw what was thought of me. See, I came up in the church, you know, had a lot of church people, church family, as some might call it. And, man, when everybody found out that I was getting ready to have a child, it's like so many people in the church I saw turn their back on. So I couldn't go there. That wasn't my refuge. Don't get it twisted. God always kept me. It was the prayers of my mom and me having a relationship at a young age. But me still trying to figure out how I'm going to do this, because my mom can't help me at this point. She could do all she could. And it wasn't like there was a program for fathers at a young age or for young kids. No. You know what happened to me? I was put on child support at 16. You know, like, young ladies get help, guidance, different services even before your child is born. What about that young man in that same position that doesn't know, doesn't have the guidance, whose mom can't help, who at 16 nobody's really hiring, who has no job qualifications, who doesn't know how to balance a checkbook? But guess what's expected in my community? Guess what's expected of me, and what was expected of me at that time? Man up. How could I at 16? Yeah, I had sex. So many people were at that time. That's not an excuse. But I got started on a path of being paid or not being paid. The state and the young lady going into contract on receiving assistance, and me being a father as well, having to pay to be a part of my child's life. I know plenty of people that have walked away from their children, but one thing you can't never say about me, my children all respect and love me, and they understand what I'm doing and what I've done even to this day for them, what I've sacrificed. Yeah, child support. My many times in the courtroom proved to me that it's never about the child. It was always about division. Dividing that young man and that young woman based on the deep-seated hatred that they may have for each other or one might have for another. Utilize that hate. But like I said, that woman, that young lady, or those scorned women go into contract with the state because they receive assistance, they receive the help. Trust me, there are some deserving moms that deserve child support. But let me tell you something about my mother. My mother never put my father on child support. That was her choice. She was raised to get it by any means. And I'm not blaming anybody but the system. The system was meant to do this. Hell, like I've said in previous shows, you can look at the Willie Lynch letter and tell me that. I'm waiting for somebody to challenge me on that. But I digress. I think I've got enough off my chest. I think it's time to sue. That's what the fuck I'm gonna do.
You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper.